welcome to the Astroholic Explains, exploring the universe one question at a time with Dr. Alfredo and Chris Carpinetti. Welcome back to another episode of the Astroholic Explains with me, Chris.
Welcome back, and with me, Alfredo.
For this episode, we are going to go for something marvelous. But no, you can't see Elf, obviously, but he is now sighing and holding his head in his hands and weeping. Although, maybe not that dramatic. Basically,
I was not weeping. Also, you might hear him. We're also joined by little Llewellyn for this episode because he doesn't want to stay away from us. So yeah. He might bark or tippy-tap his way around the episode.
If he gets too much, I will shut him out because he has...
He has decided, oh, you know what?
Yeah, he's left. That's
fine. You nerds are boring. I'm going to go and have fun in the other room with my toys.
So today I would like to talk to you about the theory of, or the potential existence of, the multiverse.
The multiverse.
The multiverse?
The multiverse.
He lives on Drury Lane.
Oh, God. A very, very serious podcast this is. But I will ask you, what do you mean by multiverse?
I would guess multiple planes of existence. No? Like different dimensions? Like someone being able to exist like multiple versions of themselves across space and time?
So, there are...
I've never been asked to define it before.
Well, but I think it's important to define it. The concept that you described about the parallel existences, it is very specific type of multiverse. It is used a lot in media,
yeah.
From superheroes to Star Trek Mirror Universe to Everything Everywhere All at Once. There is a lot of this kind of media that all these existences could be slightly different or extremely different, but they're all similar. They're all this connection. But that is not the only way for a multiverse to exist. Some feels more likely than others, but...
So there is actually like science behind this.
There is science behind all of them. There is also a lot of philosophy behind them. There is no evidence for it. But
that's where the fantasy comes in.
Yeah, but also there is some interesting ideas, scientific ideas, philosophical ideas that actually need a multiverse. And I think it's important to explore them, even though, spoiler alert, we have zero evidence that there is a multiverse, despite some very compelling arguments and some scientists that claim, oh yeah, that is the evidence that there is. So, let's start from the one you described. The closest way to have that kind of multiverse is and the one that we picture in media is the many world interpretation of quantum mechanics.
Okay.
So, to give you and our lovely listeners a very, very quick primer on quantum mechanics. In quantum mechanics, the crucial aspect, the crucial thing you measure is the probability of particles being somewhere, of an event taking place, etc. In the quantum mechanic world, not all the probabilities are equally probable. Like if you have an electron that is orbiting an atom with a probability function, most likely it's going to be at a certain distance from the nucleus of this atom, sorry, orbiting inside an atom. But there is a non-zero probability that that electron is gonna end up, I don't know, in space, on the other side of the moon, in just a handful of seconds.
Okay.
That probability is tiny. You need to rip the electron from the nucleus, throwing up into space at very high speed, and then it needs to end up behind the moon. Tiny probability, tiny, but non-zero.
Mm.
So, the idea is we like things to be very nice and well-defined in science. It's a deterministic approach. That's why Einstein hated quantum mechanics. He was but he was very much like, oh, I like to think that the moon is still there if I'm not looking at it. I think that's one of his quotes. I should double check that. But there was this idea that things are deterministic, that you can expect that. But the moon is not a quantum mechanic object. And there is the famous thing, God doesn't throw dice with the universe. And instead it turns out that whatever quantum mechanic is, Einstein very much meant God as a as nature.
Mm-hmm.
Not only throw dice with the universe, but throwing them where we do not exactly understand where are the dice and what are the dice doing. So there are probabilities, and the many world interpretation is just telling you that there are as many world as to explain any probability that it can be seen, can be determined, etc. In a very simplistic quotation mark around the simplistic, is the idea that every choice creates a branching reality.
Yes.
But it is a little bit, scientifically, it's a little bit more complicated than that. So, where are all these realities? They're all next to each other.
Is that a physical next to each other? Or like, because the way I would have pictured it would have been kind of like, to slightly misuse a quote from Doctor Who, like all of the pages of a book pressed together.
Yes.
Overlaid, effectively.
No,
kind
every
of
page
together.
Every page is its own independent two-dimensional surface. Let's go with it. I know it's three-dimensional, but from one page, if a character, even a physical letter on a page, cannot jump to the next,
mm-hmm.
is stuck on that reality.
Yeah.
But they're all next to each other. I actually like to think that. Imagine you have a copy machine, but every time there's a tiny little difference, maybe the toner is changing or something,
mm-hmm.
and you have all these pages that are getting put out that are roughly the same but slightly different.
Okay.
So there would be infinite version of you probably that just have very similar life with me, but there's gonna be version of you that never met me.
Mm, yeah.
Very sad, lonely version.
Tragic lives.
Yeah, tragic lives. And there will be a version in which, I don't know, Clue might not be Clue, and instead we managed to get on the Battersea House of Cats and Dogs waiting list. And we got a rescue dog, or we had something completely different. We decided not to move in London, we decided to move somewhere else. Maybe there is a version of us that's living in the countryside, and a version where Alfredo will be the one who's sad. But you see, but even for those versions, there will be so many similar versions.
It's, yeah, there's lots of similarities, it's just little tiny differences.
Yeah,
yeah.
Little tiny differences. And there is no evidence that that exists is the case, etc.
Okay.
There are also the idea that the universe is only one of many infinite universes, maybe.
And they're sort of next to each other?
They could be next to each other, but the idea comes from where and how the universe started. Mm. And to solve the problem that maybe we can explore in a different episode, the solution is, there is this vacuum, maximal entropy, so nothing is forming, but because of quantum mechanics and it's all its weirdness, even things that are at maximal entropy where no energy can be used will fluctuate.
Mm.
And a fluctuation will create something that has a slightly lower entropy, and from there, a universe. There will create a Big Bang,
yeah.
And it will create a universe.
Yeah.
And like ours, the universe will continue to expand and increase its entropy until it will melt back into the multiversal
miasma.
But we would not be the only universe to form. There would be other universes where the physics is completely different.
Yeah.
There will be universes that are very similar to ours, etc., etc.
That kind would be different from the first kind, based on how they were created, but also the contents of that universe. It wouldn't be like a sort of the copy-paste with slight changes.
There is no guarantee. Yeah, there is no guarantee that there is another Chris in that universe. But there is a third type, and it comes from another way to sort of deal with the properties of our universe.
Mm-hmm.
So the universe that we inhabit is on one end. Seems pretty difficult for life to evolve, as far as we can tell. That it's not like life is everywhere. We are still the only example that we have.
You need the sort of Goldilocks zone.
Goldilocks zone, the right condition, etc. But, at the same time, intelligent life evolved. And we are in a very fortunate, incredible position where we can understand the universe. It seems so great that the universe existed. It seems very special, and we hate this being special astronomy. Like the fact that the sun, we originally placed the sun at the center of the solar system after we realized that was not the Earth. Then we're just like, ooh, no, that is not right. We should not keep thinking, oh, we are special, everything is for us. So, when we look at the universe, how can we say, oh, this is not special? If the conditions that make us, that make intelligent life likely, are the conditions that make the creation or the formation of a universe likely. So there is this thing called cosmic Darwinism and as among different approaches, the idea that black holes are the beginning of other universes. Yes,
I've heard of this.
And you can see similarities because conditions that make black holes likely are universes filled with black holes. Is also the condition that makes life likely, because you need stars, especially in the beginning, they're very big, and those stars make more complex elements than hydrogen and helium, and those complex elements make us over time. So maybe that's how universe create each other. Maybe among the infinite number of these branching multiverse, there are the Chris's. No other Alfredo's. Alfredo's unique. So, you see, we cannot simply just say, the multiverse, we have an idea, we can test it, etc. And it is uncertain that we can 100% say, ooh, we might be able to test a theory against something else and work out if there's something beyond the universe. So it is completely uncertain. As far as we know, our physics, our science work in our universe from an instant after the Big Bang to probably the hit that of the universe or however the universe will end. Mm. So could we be able to see beyond or measure beyond? We don't know. There are possible options or possible things that maybe could push it beyond those limits, but they're very much theoretical and we don't know if they're correct. An interesting thing, and this is only very specific to string theory, so we're talking about multiple dimensions beyond the 3D, but it doesn't mean that there is a multiverse, is the idea that gravity is very weak compared to the other forces, compared to electromagnetism, compared to strong nuclear and weak nuclear forces. Especially with magnetism, you can think of how a tiny magnet can lift something up, and you have to fight the entire gravity from the Earth, and yet even a tiny magnet can lift stuff up. And that is a peculiar problem, because originally all the forces were a single one. And you can put together the nuclear forces and electromagnetism, but gravity still eludes us. And one hypothesis in string theory is that gravity can spread through more dimensions than just the three space dimension and the one time dimension. So, multiple dimensions, not in the sense of the multiverse, but more dimension that we know of. And if that is possible, maybe there are a universe in which, or there is a multiverse above ours that in which those dimensions are larger.
Yeah.
And it would be weird. But that if there was a four-dimensional object that were to pass through the universe, we would be seeing it as weird. We would notice that it's weird.
I did actually. I saw something online the other day about what would happen if a 4D object passed through a 3D space.
Yeah.
And I couldn't follow it properly, but the main thing that I got from it would have been that I assumed we would only have seen it as it could be interpreted within a 3D space. So
yeah,
we wouldn't see it as it should be.
Yeah.
We would just see it as a strange looking, but nonetheless three dimensional object.
Doesn't have to be exactly strange looking. It just
changes. I only say strange looking because it would not be from our dimension,
but
effectively.
Just to give you a quick example, think of, let's think in two dimension. If you have think of a sheet of paper that somehow you can phase objects through, and you have a ball.
Yeah.
What happens at the beginning? As the ball touches the sheet of paper, you have
the
a
paper
point.
Ends. Yeah.
No. Imagine that you can pass through the paper. At first, as soon as they touch, you see just a point, is where the sphere is touching. Then what you will see is a series of circles that expand as the sphere goes through, as the ball goes through, and then shrinks back.
Mm.
If a four-dimensional sphere were to pass through our universe, you would see first tiny dot, and then you will see a ball that is getting bigger, then shrinking back down, smaller. As it passes out again. It's weird.
Mm.
We do not have the capacity to think in four dimension, but that's how it would work.
Mm.
But we do not have evidence that there are more than our 3+1 dimensions, but maybe we could in the next decades, maybe even centuries, get that evidence, hopefully decades rather than centuries. And once we understand the things that we know are in the universe, maybe we can start understanding why the universe is so different, if there are any requirements for the universe to be a certain way, and if those requirements require a multiverse. Does that answer your question?
It answers the question and more. I think that's...
I broken your brain?
A little. It's definitely posed more theories for me to ponder. I didn't know that there were so many types or ways of interpreting multiverse as theory, so that's very interesting. Thank you.
You want to know just the final thing to really annoy you?
Yeah.
All those multiverse scenarios have a very important thing in common that you would hate.
What is it?
In all of them, you cannot defy the laws of thermodynamics.
You can't?
No.
So I could have my...
No, you cannot. You cannot have perpetual motion in all of them, because the way we're approaching them is based on our physics. Even stuff that is not exactly in our science, but is still informed by that. So yes, you could have weird universes in which stars never shone, but if the whole thing is...
They
come from maximal entropy. No, they could be having different physical law, but if the fundamental thing is this miasma, as you called it, of infinite maximal entropy, not infinite, maximal entropy, then entropy, so the second law of thermodynamics, the one that makes us age and stop you from having a perpetual motion machine, it is crucial. If it's many world interpretation, you're not messing with thermodynamics. So
one day I will find a way.
I don't think so.
I will. One day I will break thermodynamics.
You'll have to break the universe.
Watch me.
Well, on that note, and Chris's promise to destroy this
and reality as we know it.
Yeah, reality itself. Thank you very much for listening, The Astrolic Explains.
See you next time.